Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Department of Agriculture Monday announced changes to the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report starting next month. The changes impact how the USDA presents data for sugar and dairy in the monthly report. The sugar WASD table will have a separate line listing under imports for high-tier tariff imports. The new line will appear directly below the line for imports from Mexico. The U.S. dairy supply and use table will remove CCC donations as a separate category and include all donations as part of domestic use. Canola growers welcome the EPA's proposed determination that canola oil derived from renewable diesel and other newer biofuels qualify as advanced biofuels. The EPA last week, as part of the announcement of summertime E15 sales this year, proposed using canola oil derived fuels under the renewable fuel standard. The U.S. Canola Association says, based on its greenhouse gas life cycle evaluation described in the proposed rulemaking, the EPA finds that renewable diesel, jet fuel, liquefied petroleum gas, and heating oil produced from canola oil reduce GHG emissions by at least 50% compared to petroleum. What are some of the ways to prevent invasive species from hitching a ride in a vehicle or backpacks to a new location and threatening native plant species? Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Planning an outdoor activity soon? One involving some travel? Van Pickler of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service advises avoiding and preventing hitchhikers, the invasive plant or pest variety that can cause unwanted infestation and threaten native plant species. So check to make sure an invasive pest is not hitchhiking on your vehicle, backpack, or clothing before traveling to a new area.
You can check for egg masses, insects, or other signs of infestation. So if you find them, we ask that you scrape them off, you destroy the egg masses, and you let us know what you found, where, contact your local state agricultural official or the USDA State Plant Health Director.
Likewise, never move untreated firewood from one location to another.
There could be Asian longhorn beetle hiding in the firewood, so we ask instead for folks to buy certified heat-treated firewood, buy regular wood locally, or gather it on site where it's permitted.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the season's first outlook at soybean planting progress for the week ending April 17th.
There is no soybean planting progress yet to report in the Midwest. Just in the South, Louisiana leads at 23% planted. That's actually ahead of the five-year average of 21%, but other southern states where it's been wetter, languishing on the progress for soybean planting. Mississippi, for example, 10% planted. Five-year average is 22%.
This is Inside Agriculture.